101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, we're into the final hour of the Remarkable Morning Show. Good morning to you. 9 o'clock hour. It's going to be a pretty decent day as we're looking at 73 degrees, and that sun will kind of keep going in and out of clouds throughout the morning. And then we do expect some rain later on this afternoon, so be aware of that as you plan your day. Tonight, more rain, low of 57, and then definitely some rain in the overnight hours into Friday morning. Then it'll lighten up a little bit on Friday. 60% chance of showers, 70 degrees for Friday. Friday night, 57, and 70% chance of rain on Friday night. So Friday's going to be a wet one. Saturday, a little dry in the morning. However, we are expecting rain in the mid-afternoon hours of Saturday into Saturday night. And then Sunday, some showers as well. All right, you got some plans for the weekend. You got to work on them now. I just want to mention, too, at Kubi's Coffee, they're having turkey and rice soup is on the menu today. So check out Kubi's for your coffee in the morning. It's at the corner of County Road B and K, right on the corner of the reservation. And check it out, Kubi's Coffee. Try them for breakfast. They do have breakfast bowls, coffee, and then, of course, lunch. Again, homemade turkey and rice soup today.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna slip something on her head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy.
Muskie 101.
What's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here long. Drink, girl, before you plan, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. Say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name plume at you. And I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. To live like you were dying.
It's great.
The most country music. Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun. At the top of her lungs, don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs, don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me. Oh,
Hey, just so you're aware, something to plan for in the next couple of weekends coming up. The Cable Fall Festival starts Friday night, September 26th and the 27th. So keep that in mind for the following weekend. And then after that, the Cranberry Festival in Stone Lake. So we're not quite done here yet. We're going to hang on to fall for as long as we can.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Muskie 101.
This year, the adventure is calling louder than ever before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge, or battle for honor at the Viking Invasion. Plus, enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting, or slay your hunger with tasty turkey legs. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Get your tickets now at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Musky 101.
I don't care that you've done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is, girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say, they never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. But don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey.
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Musky 101.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook he's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah!
101.
Missing the moon. shooting stars. 2 years wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
With me in the studio is Chris Ruckdashel of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, and good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark. Always great to be here.
We're coming to the end of our summer season here in the Hayward Lakes area, and we're looking towards fall, and of course, that's when Fall Fest is going to be coming up here. Unlike the Muskie Fest, this is just a one-day event, so talk a little bit about Fall Fest and what we can expect.
Yeah, that's actually a great lead-in, Mark, because we kind of, you know, in the office, that is, we kind of consider it and kind of joke about it. It's like a one-day Muskie Fest in terms of scope.
Right.
I mean, we mix it up. It's a little bit different time of the year, of course, so it's not a carbon copy, but in terms of the structure, the scope, the footprint, all of that, it's very much similar to Muskie Fest. But as you note, it's that one day, again, Saturday, September 20th. We look forward to it each year, just with the different activities. We try to put new wrinkles, new twists each year, and we feel we've got a few of those this year, too. So I'll be touching on those. I want to touch on several things. I always like to start when talking about Fall Fest with our presenting sponsor, which is Northern Lakes Cooperative.
Sure.
And the co-op here has been actually a multi-year sponsor of this community event. So. Okay. We're very thankful to them for their partnership. They've been great partners to work with. They always have a very nice display themselves, which is kind of at the Highway 63 Main Street junction there. They're right kind of at the mouth
the
of
entrance,
things there.
Yep,
the entrance, Street, in other words. So look for them there as well. But things actually officially kick off. Even though Fall Fest itself is on the Saturday, our downtown businesses, we ask the city of Hayward each year for permission to have sidewalk sales for our downtown businesses.
Yeah.
That's been granted again, that permission. We thank the city of Hayward council for that. And those sidewalk sales can start on Friday actually already.
Okay.
On the 19th, and they actually go through Sunday the 21st. But things really start in earnest again. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., we'll be ready. The Fall Fest will be off and running. You know, that's after our, you know, 5 a.m. setup time. We take several hours. It's amazing how an entire tent city goes up in such a short period of time and in such a condensed space. You've been there, Mark. You know what that looks like. But we're going to start things off. There'll be the traditional handmade art and craft booths. And the food trucks that will be lining up and down Main Street and some of the side streets. Because we're very excited. Once again, the past several years, we've also had the Hayward Farmers Market there. They're going to be on 2nd Street. So everybody want to be sure to check them out. We will have our beer and brat tent on Main Street right in that first intersection near the main stage, which the main stage, by the way, is presented by Deerfoot Lodge and Resort. So we will have our beer and brat tent. When I say we, our chamber, ourselves, put that on. And also thanks to our sponsor there, which is Nelson Lumber and Florida Ceiling. But that'll be there in that first intersection. Come and get your beer and brats, soda, water, whatever. Yep. We'll have refreshments there. But then we'll also have that selection of food trucks in the food court area there. And then, of course, you know what? If none of those match your palate for that given day, we've got our downtown businesses, downtown restaurants, right. place yeah. to grab things. So yep. food is going to be aplenty during Fall Fest, yeah. as it should.
And who do you have on the stage for entertainment that day?
Yeah, well, I'm going through the schedule right now. We're actually very excited. You know, folks will recognize Sean and Ian Okamoto. Oh, yes. They almost need no introduction in these parts.
Yep.
They're going to be on the stage to start with at 10 o'clock. They're actually playing from 10 to 1. From 2 to 5 on the stage, we have a new band we haven't had before. We're very excited about them and the scouting that we've done. They're called Fiddle and Flannels.
Oh.
This is a younger group that is played. They're from the Twin Cities area. They played much of Minnesota, including the Minnesota State Fair.
All right.
So we're really looking forward to them as well, following, you know, Sean and Ian that will be, you know, starting in the morning. We do want to thank for the music itself, Angler's Bar and Grill, that is our sponsor of the music itself. Once again, it's going to be in the Deerfoot Lodge and Resort main stage.
Sure.
Staying on the music theme, though, also, Mark, is we're going to have the Pinery Boys as roaming musicians,
right.
you could say, that roaming, strolling, whatever you want to say, around the entire grounds of Fall Fest. We actually had them there last year. We got some great feedback. We thought it was a really nice touch, really added to the atmosphere. So we're really looking forward to them. We're going to have an Apple Slingshot going on this year. That's one of those new twists that I'm talking about. We thank Franz and Bank for allowing us to use their green lot for that.
Okay.
There'll be kids pumpkin decorating. There'll be face painting and balloon twisting. We're going to have a scarecrow contest, which local businesses or individuals can enter.
Sure.
Can submit an entry into that for the scarecrow contest. It's still actually possible to do that even at this point. We're going to have a kind of a variation on bobbing for apples as well. So all of that's going to be very exciting.
So in addition to that, you also have your annual banquet that the Chamber puts on and supports the area businesses and, of course, the Chamber. When is that, and what's on the docket for that event?
Yep, it's coming up on Thursday, November 6th. So we're looking ahead a little bit there. It's going to be at the Steakhouse and Lodge, who always does a wonderful job the years that they host that.
Yep.
That's going to be – it's an invitation to all of our Chamber members. There is a limit seating space-wise, so we do encourage folks to RSVP early for that. And we give out awards in various categories that include large business of the year, small business of the year, new business or new business ownership of the year. We also want to honor the outstanding employee director of manager of the year for a for-profit business as well as for a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We honor the service organization of the year. And then another big one, especially in a community like ours, is the volunteer of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking forward to honoring all of those folks there.
And all of this will be on the website.
Actually, we'll be on the website as we get closer. We do send out information to our members as well via e-blast on this information, too.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, usually a couple of different times just to make sure everyone's tracking on it real well.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well, Chris, as we get closer to maybe that annual dinner date, and we didn't mention holiday raffle, but we can talk more about that the next time you come in here, because we'll be closer to the holiday season and have that information out there.
Yep, it'll be prime season.
Thanks, Chris, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Should have been different, but it wasn't different. Was We're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go. So good, and what's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up t-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go. So good, and what's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit darker. And when it gets a little bit hotter, we'll take it off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go so good, and what's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Yeah, I'm a little drunk on you.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. never felt a feeling quite the strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Point one FM, Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is now accepting applications for its Innovation Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program provides funding for local municipalities and tribal governments to transfer services like public safety, economic development, and fire protection to another municipality, tribe, or organization. Grant recipients will receive funding for 25% of the costs related to transferring the services and can receive up to $10 million per year. The application is available on the DOR's website. Ashland area residents are being invited to participate in the local Walk to End Alzheimer's event this weekend. The walk will take place on Saturday at Central Rail Yard Park in Ashland. The goal is to raise awareness about how the incurable disease affects both the individuals and the families who care for them. Donations are not required to attend the event, but the funding raised will go towards Alzheimer's care and research. According to the Alzheimer's Association, there are over 110,000 Wisconsin residents with Alzheimer's. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for appointment to serve as the Washburn County Coroner. According to a press release, the current county coroner will resign effective September 30th, and the chosen applicant will serve the remainder of the unexpired term through January 4th, 2027. Residents interested in applying for the position can find more information, the qualifications needed, and submit their application on the governor's website. Application materials must be submitted by October 3rd. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
More clouds than sunshine today and cooler. Highs scraping the low 70s. Winds starting to get a bit feisty out of the east and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs back at 70, and more rain rolling in at night and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Musky 101.
Got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one. Somebody pour me a drink.
somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love.
Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
Somebody pour me a drink.
We'll be right back. 101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today.